you hear the music, it's time to connect the dots. I'm your host, John Medicine. It's a call and radio show, 888-627-6008, and you get your chance to connect the dots also. And there's a lot of dots to connect, believe me. If you listen to the last show, James was talking about a lot of important things, because the most important thing happening right now is what's ongoing behind the scenes. It's moving into the future. You know, most of humanity has no idea what's coming up, and part of that problem is the governments of the world. They want to keep people ignorant because ignorant people are easy to control. Oh, yes, they are. And if you watch, I do, free TV, because you find out what your enemy, the government, is up to. And the other corporate enemies, like Big Pharma, and anybody else. And the movies they advertise, just loaded with violence. And the music they play on the free radio stations are, you know, it's too syncopated with emphasis on the second beat, which some scientific evidence has come out that this affects your frontal lobe, where you stop thinking and you just accept whatever is being told to you. Not the situation. And this carries over into religion, too. People show up at church, you know, they like to gather and sing. If they're singing the songs in some syncopated rhythm that emphasizes the second beat instead of starting with the first beat. Well, this was floating around on the internet the other day. I just thought I'd mention another one of the mind control techniques they're using to keep people brainwashed. And of course, next Sunday, I mean, it's actually 5 minutes after 12 in New York City here, because that's where I do the show, even though the show is listed at 11 p.m. Central Time, because all the PBS radio shows are listed in Central Time. So anyhow, on February 8th, we got the Super Bowl, and the masses, that's all they're going to be thinking about that day. There's going to be Super Bowl parties, people are going to be drinking. Everybody's going to be playing armchair quarterback, and the teams on their field are going to be, you know, engaging in the violence that has, humanity has got to accept, has been, what can we say, pushed into accepting this is normality. But for those of us who are becoming enlightened and understand about a brotherhood of mankind, a brotherhood of the universe, we have to shy away from these violent events. You know, it's just a carryover from when the Romans slaughtered the Christians in the Colosseum, you know? We do it on the football field now. And we have the giant crowds cheering on, and then we have the halftime shows that are usually satanic-orientated now. I mean, that's how much of the control's got. And the movies are still coming out with violence. Most of the stuff on free TV, all these shows, violence, 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 shooting, killing, heartless killing, torturing of people, all kinds of bad things that people shouldn't be watching because, you know, monkey see, monkey do. It's sort of the way things go. And Mike rules, you know, Mike is right, and violence rules. Look at what's going on with the ICE people, you know, U.S. government ICE forces. I mean, this is insanity. They're getting away with murder. And the government's just lying to your face, making up stories, when the videos, thankfully people have cell phone videos now, the videos are proving that these people who shot these people are just lying. And their lives weren't in danger. And they just blatantly shoot people. And apparently they're shooting them at the back too. No qualms about anything. And they're getting away with it. And we got a government, a president who's willing to say that these guys didn't do anything wrong and they had justification for that and he's giving them authority to do that. Nobody wants this. Yeah, sure, we don't want criminals from other nations hanging here, but certainly can round them up in a little more peaceful way. Oh, don't tell me it can't be done. You know, they're not trying to. Yeah. I mean, two basically innocent people that really weren't a threat were killed, especially the woman. The video proves she doesn't try to run anybody over. She just wants to get out of there and get away from their brutality and disrespectful behavior they have towards normal citizens. You know? And sure, that, you know, some of these people are illegal that ICE is going after, and they have to be apprehended and removed from the country. But at the same time, it can be done without being disrespectful to the people they're arresting and without being disrespectful to the protesters. Yeah, it's just insane. And here, you know, we have President Trump. I have to, you know, I hate to waste my time, your time. Our time talking about President Trump and his ridiculous decisions. You know, he's out there in the grandstand in front of the cameras and talking about the Iranian government killing thousands of people. Sure, we're not only killing one or two here in the U.S., but it's the same bullshit. Government using force to get their way and overpower what the people want. And it's sickening, really, you know? And these are issues that need to be dealt with. And one of the biggest problems, and I'm going to connect this, hey, the name of the show is Connect the Dots. I'm going to connect this with what James Gilliam was saying in the last hour. Hopefully, you watched it. He has a lot of intelligent things to say. He's one of the few people that actually have gotten to meet the ETs. And he has that ranch out there where the ETs fly by regularly and flash their lights because they know he's a decent guy. And yeah, very few people get attention from the ETs. You know, I put my pillars out there to try to get to meet with them. And they said no. And I think that's because they were afraid that I'm going to call them out on a lot of things because they're making a lot of stupid mistakes too. I mean, they're doing a lot. I've been following this thing for years. But anyhow, back to what James Gilliam was referring to, part of the problems we have in society. We have governments around the world, all the governments, mistreating their own people, not wanting to allow our galactic brothers and sisters to land on our planet and give us all the good gifts they have for us, and refusing to listen to their call for stop the violence, stop the war, stop the fighting, stop the killing. No, they don't want to stop it because that's how they keep control and that's how they gain territory. Look at our own crazy president. I mean, he is crazy at this point. Rather, he might do some good things for the people of America, but he's also doing a lot of bad things too. And his insatiable thirst for more land, more power. Well, that's a dictator, you know, regardless. And he's started all this crazy thing with the ICE and the men like, you know, just act like Nazis. Don't listen to anybody and use force. Any kind of force. And that's your mission and those are my commands. And this is how it's being played out. It's sickening, you know? And people have, that's why everyone's outraged and protesting and stuff like that. And on top of that, in connection with what Jake Dillon was saying, it's our governments that are preventing us from having free energy med beds, replicators like in Star Trek, you know, can produce an unlimited amount of food. No, they rather give us meat grown in a corporate facility to substitute for meat. What do you think you're eating when you go to the fast food places now? Please. You know, even Arby's used to say, we've got the beef, you know? They don't say that anymore. They say we got the meat, and they're probably referring to artificially grown meat. I don't think you're getting any beef in Arby's anymore. Just listen to the commercials, and then McDonald's was caught several times with all kinds of despicable meats mixed in with their hamburger stuff, and they didn't even get a slap on the wrist. It just got reported. Some scientists found discrepancies in the McDonald's meat. They just go on doing what they want because their McDonald's one of the big rulers of the world, you know? I think they even have a corporate money machine. They were over in China. China makes them play along because China knows, hey, you're in the same boat as us, you know? Just, you're world rulers just like we are. And McDonald's is, you know, it started off like great business. Everybody loved them and all that stuff, but they've gone sour. And they're selling you crap, you know? And maybe the fries still taste the same. But whatever, it's bad news, and fake news is showing up everywhere. And it's happened, then the politicians can make laws to stop it. And many of the politicians don't want to stop it because they're getting bribe money to let the fake meat go out there and mix with the real meat and screw the public. But they don't know it won't hurt them. Yeah, that's their attitude. And it still goes back to government. Government is allowing all this crap to happen. And government doesn't want the good galactic brothers and sisters from other parts of the galaxy that want to come here and help evolve the human race into a higher dimension, which means a faster vibrating dimension. Things are being done behind the scenes to get us there slowly but surely. But it's our governments who are dragging their feet and making this take so long to happen because they're going to hold on to their greed and wealth until the last minute. And while I'm talking now, let me just give you an example. You know, people that, you know, there's people on both sides of the fence. Some say Trump's no effing good. Other people just love him no matter what he does. But, let's just do a little review in history. It was around, let me see, March of last year. Trump was promising, we're talking 2025 now, last year, about 8 months ago, something like that. Trump was promising by April 28th to Sunday, March 11th, free energy will be deployed to us, the Americans. Well, did we get that? No. And from May 2nd, the med bed centers are going to open to the public. Yeah? Well, where are those med bed centers? They're not here, you know? And the quantum financial system will be put in place by May 15th of last year. There'll be no more income tax. Well, that was a promise 8 months ago that never materialized. And Earth was going to join the Galactic Alliance. And children are going to begin being taught telepathy. Children are being taught how to see an aura, an exercise that takes 15 minutes that was available for that could be put in the school systems as early as the 1950s, but it has been ignored, and it still isn't in the school systems. Well, where's the problem there, huh? Again, it's government stopping us from evolving, you know? Because all governments are corrupt, they're all bribe takers, they're all in money laundering, money schemes, and they all have the lust for that power that allows them to kill other people to do and force other people to do, especially things they don't want to. So why aren't the news people asking Trump, come on, man, it's been 8 months since all these promises and you haven't done a damn thing. Plus, there's no more mention of debt that it's done. In fact, even before the end of last year, I think it was a small item that Trump says, we're all going to get a Med-Ved card and we can go to a military installation down on the ground. They're going to let us use to build a Med-Ved, which means we're going to get online, which means it will be a long wait. Just kicking the can down the road. Now it's completely forgotten. Now it's all about gaining control of more oil. So why do we need free energy? We're just going to keep getting more oil. And of course, the price of oil and gasoline won't go down as much as the freebies that are getting, stealing from Venezuela, whatever you want to call it. And more land, taking control of more countries. And we're going to take Greenland. We're going to use that country. We're going to steal their minerals. You know, that's what's coming down to. And of course, what nobody else is saying, but I've been saying it. You know, I don't know whether it was last year or the year. Yeah, probably last year sometime. The data centers, the ones that have the AI machinery. You know, AI requires data centers. They use a lot of water because they run hot and they need to be cooled down so the components don't catch fire or melt. And the idea was, well, we could put all the data centers in Greenland. That's the real push to take control of Greenland. If they were stupid enough, and the Danish people were stupid enough to give or sell Greenland to the United States, oh, Trump will just tell his buddies, okay, move in. I'm gonna okay the data centers all over Greenland, so that we don't have to pay for the cooling. It'll lower the cost of everything. Yeah. Meanwhile, of course, it'll throw the ecology of Earth way up, heat up the ice shelf, melt it, raise the sea levels, and put coastal cities in jeopardy. And we have quite a few of them in America, never mind about the rest of the world. But that's the insanity that is going on. And the way the path is going on now, down now, we're not going to see Med-Veds. If we leave it up to our government, our U.S. government, we are not going to see those Med-Veds until maybe the end of the Trump presidency. And then he'll say, okay, look what I'm giving you now. Meanwhile, the last 3 years, you had to suffer without them. And how many millions of people are too old to make it 3 years down the road? When their health is failing that day, and they won't get to see it there. They go to the doctors want to kill them. They want to bring on their death soon. But first, they want to suck every drop of blood they can out of them because they can resell that blood. Where do they resell the blood to? Probably the fast food restaurants, you know, or the animal farmers. That's right, throw fresh blood in the animal feed. You know, so, you know, I mean, they put this in comedy shows where the corporate interest is. As far back as Married with Children, where they have the son, Bud, borrows money from the mafia to do a TV show or something like that. And they tell them, well, you're going to make this show successful, or we're going to carve out your body parts and sell them for big profit around the world. And I mean, they were making comedy out of it, but that's how it works, you know? All those people that die in hospitals and stuff like that, they have doctors that are going to come in and steal whatever body parts they're really still useful. And sell them to where they can get money for it. And the blood is, whether it's done in the hospital or in cooperation with The people at the funeral homes, that blood isn't thrown away. It's resold to some place of value, probably the animal farm, as I said. You know, that makes it in with the feed to, to give it some more nutrition for the animals and stuff like that. Or they'll sell it to satanic groups or you name it. All these bad things, it's all about money and humans being used as a commodity. You know, they do that in China's prisons. They probably do them in U.S. prisons too. You just don't know about it. Where they take the inmates and send them to the doctor's office and they give them the anesthesia and they wake up, they only have one lung or they only have one kidney or something like that. Or they make up some excuse, we got to cut your hair off and we'll sell it to the local hair salons, you know. Real human here. And you'll go back, don't worry. And all kinds of horrible things are being done to people in captivity. And this continues, you know? And the governments are all in on this crap, you know? There's never a majority of good people in any government to override the bad people. That's the sad situation. And it continues. And then when you have a leader like Trump, oh my God, forget about race. If you disagree with the man, you're going to be punched. And of course, the other countries are no better. Their dictators are even worse than Trump. You know? You know, Trump can say that, hey, aren't I your favorite dictator? You know, better than the other guys, I guess he is an angel, but this is the crap that's going on, and the problem is government. So here's the quandary that has to be solved. The ETs have been here for decades. I recently came across some information, I don't know, I was looking up UFOs or something like that, and the machines brought me to channeled information about UFOs back in 1997. And the whole come to Earth, save humanity scenario was laid out there. And it was going to happen at the end, before the end of 1997. They were bragging about the benevolent ETs from all around the galaxy about how they were going to save humanity and bring us into the higher dimensions or the faster moving frequencies. By the end of 1997, they were going to block all the nuclear missile sites from firing the missiles. They were going to close down the HAARP systems that prevent tachyons, good things from reaching Earth. They were going to take all the guns away. Yeah, transport them, teleport all the guns up to their motherships and hold on to them until they did their 15-minute sweep to gather up all the known criminals on Earth who are part of the negative ET collaboration groups that rule our world still by controlling the media and controlling the government and controlling most of the military. There's a good section of the U.S. military. But anyhow, this was supposed to happen in 1997. So what happened? You know? They said they had all the bases covered. They're going to take over the TV broadcast, you know, and they're going to have full control of everything and land and round up. And apparently, they know where all the bad guys hide and just round them up and check them off our planet. Supposed to happen in 1997. Now, this is the same scenario that the, and they mentioned the three groups that were going to be part of this freeing of humanity, and it had to do with changing the frequencies so that we can evolve into the faster realms where we can leave by our present physical, carbon-based body and move into a diamond-like, silicon-based body. They're going to do this all in 1997. And this is the exact same blueprint that the Galactic, the group that calls them the Galactic Confederation, are saying that they've been trying to do for us from 2012. So I okay. So for 15 years, nothing happened. Everything was put at a standstill, and it was never really explained why that plan got scrapped. There was some mention of that cooperation with the governments, and of course, well, that's enough to kill any plan because governments don't want to comply with a plan that takes away their authority. You know, they don't want justice. They want to hold on to their power. And the easy money that comes from bribe money and money laundering and corporate payouts to do so the corporations do whatever they want, especially big pharma. You know, keep everyone locked and being sick your whole life from the day you're born to the day you die, you know? And it's unbelievable. But so anyhow, 15 years went by before they tried to do it again. And a determined was made back in 1997. Well, the management's not ready for it. Of course, we're not ready because we're still under the control of the brainwashers and controlled by violent governments, militaries, and corporations, and black ops groups and mafias, and you name it, and fake religions, and all kinds of stuff like that. Well, in 15 years, it didn't change. When they tried to do it again in 2012, they quickly found out that nothing had changed. People were still as uninformed as ever, or almost as uninformed as ever. Everybody wanted to hold on to what they got, especially the government. They didn't want no part of changing the system and giving free energy out, you know? They're probably thinking, what do you think we got rid of Tesla? We didn't want free energy because we were making too much money selling energy. You know, why didn't we listen to Valiant Thor, the being from Venus? You know, I believe a good extraterrestrial that met with President Eisenhower back in 1953. This should be in all the history books. Kids should be learning this in school so they can learn how corrupt and stupid and corporate control our government is. Never mind the rest of them are worse, but ours, you know, we're supposed to be leaders of the world, yeah, leaders of the corporate world, and bankers and elite and filthy rich. So that's, yeah, so in 2012, they tried to do the same thing, and they quickly ran into a roadblock again. That in 15 years, the dark side had booby-trapped our planet, so it was much harder to get everything ready for them to land. And they've been taking their easy time doing this for the last 2012 to now. Well, they got 14 years, they've been taking their pleasant ass time. Of course, these beings that are here to help us, they're all eternal. Their bodies are not going to get old, and they're not going to die a physical death or anything like that. They're safe up in their spacecraft, living an eternal life. So them, they're in no rush. You know, oh, it didn't work out today. Oh, we got tomorrow, we got next year, we got the year after that. And whatever they've done, they're not moving fast enough. Meanwhile, millions and millions of elderly people are dying. Millions and millions of sick people are dying. More people are getting massacred. There's more genocide. There's more violence. There's more wars. And all because they're taking their pretty ass time about this, as if there wasn't a rush to make it happen, you know? But again, this is the quandary of the problem here, that the governments are our enemy. They are never going to willfully cooperate with the benevolent, good, caring, galactic brothers and sisters of the universe that are here to help us and bring Remove us out of our poverty and out of our suffering. And it's the governments that are not letting it happen because they have authority and they have militaries. Like Iran can go out and kill 2,000 protesters in a couple of weeks. Trump says they won't do it in the United States when push comes to shove, you know. And then we have, you know, more problems in the situation. The info is out there that the dark forces, the dark aliens, and there's more than one dark alien race, were creating half-breeds down in South America right after World War II. And these are the ones they've been encouraging to come up here and sneak into the border, because once they get them in here, these half-breeds can be easily mind-controlled to turn on the general public and start more chaos and bloodshed. And this is what we're up against now, you know? And our governments are not going to lift one finger to help these benevolent, caring ETs give us what we deserve: freedom, not have to work anymore, replicate us for all our food and other needs, you know, free energy so we don't have to worry about going from point A to point B. We'll have vehicles that run on free energy, and life can be, we can devote our lives to being helpful to each other and restoring the earth as perfectly as we can. And they have technologies that will help us do this. So we have to take command of the situation. You know, that's my main message here tonight. We the people, you listening to me, we have to learn how to cooperate with each other and take command of our governments in the most easiest way. Forget about the elections, because they're all, the cheating has been fine-tuned, and they will find a way. Look, they proved it just the election before that. They had a dead man elected. Biden was assassinated the day he took the oath at the wrong time, and had already sold America out, was executed by the military, the good military. And so we endured 4 years of a dead man ruling our country, played by actors and clones. And this is how bad it's gotten, not to mention that he definitely didn't win the election. The proof was in the pudding. All the events that he had that were publicly filmed, he had, luckily he had 1 to 200 people there. Well, Trump was going out and getting filling stadiums with 20,000, 25,000 people, you know? There's no way that he could have got enough votes to win, because it wasn't popular. And he was so slow and dead, and then eventually he died right after taking the inauguration. And then, why was everybody silent? You know, that should have been headline news. Fake President Biden assassinated by the military for treason, you know? And to win an election of the President of the United States by false means is treason. And the penalty for treason is death, which was executed, but the public wasn't told. They let the fake scenario go on and on. And the world didn't get any better, and it only got worse, you know? And so apparently the whole world was in on it, you know? Every government in the world probably knew about it and was in on it. And they all were willing to play along for, I guess, profit. What else? So we have to have a substitute for our form of government, you know? We can't forcibly remove them, because that would be bloodshed. And they've been allowed, U.S. government especially has been allowed to protect itself with horrible weapons that if the negative ETs don't kill us, our own government to kill us all in a bloodbath battle. So it can't be done like that, but we definitely need to start setting up another authority to replace the big federal government. A lot of state governments are just a state. So it has to be done at a lower level. Maybe it even has to be brought down to the county level, because a lot of state governments, they're all corrupt just as bad as the federal government. And the Congress, forget about them. They need to be replaced. Yeah, even the FBI, in their own investigation back in 2014, found out that out of 535 people, only two of them could be honestly trusted. Quietly allowing them to still stay in power. And all the special treatment for elite people being given, unbelievable. And of course, the fiasco with the Epstein files. But the whole thing we need to concentrate on as a human race, we the people, is that we want to move into the new reality where everyone gets along, where the energy is free, where we don't have to work 40, 60, 70 hours a week just to pay the rent. You know, everything is shared. You know, it's estimated if everybody did their share of chores, nobody would have to work more than 2 hours a day. That doesn't sound too bad, you know? And if you're not willing to work 2 hours a day, so we all can live a relaxing life, you know, take care of some of the chores, you know, without leaving the burden on all the poor people, if you're not willing to make your contribution, well, you don't belong in a loving, helpful society. You belong in the crazy one we got right now, where you can be sent, you know, by the galactic people. If you refuse to cooperate, and if you really refuse to cooperate, they just bring you to what's called the central sun and toss you in. You know, and then you, and not only are you just, you're degraded physically, your whole life and all the records kept in the universe of anything you ever did is disintegrated at the same time as if you didn't even exist. And you can rest assured, when the moment comes, people like Netanyahu, Soros, and maybe even Trump are going to suffer that fate. Of course, some of these people are such good liars. They'll lie and say, oh, I repent of everything that I did. I'll be a good guy now. And these galactic people, they're not even their own way. You know, for the record, people like Netanyahu, you know, no apology is going to work. You need to be eliminated, tossed into the sun with all the other evil people. And the day of reckoning is coming. You know, it's kind of like a Bible prophecy, but being played out in a way we never imagined. But there will be judgment when the final deal goes down, you know. When the real forces that support the real God will land on our planet and take away the anti-God so-and-sos who've been making everyone's life miserable for their own personal greed and satisfaction. It's going to get played out, maybe not exactly as explained in the Bible, but there will be a day of judgment coming up when they finally land. And that's why we want them to land, because most people are good and hard and decent and want to cooperate and want to get along with other people, you know? But we don't want to get along with people how our government is forcing us to get along with people. You know, government, all governments are really dictatorships pretending to be democratic. There are no real democracies on planet Earth, none. Maybe there was occasionally for a week or so, one year, but there are now all the governments now, they're either plutocracies, which mean that the elite make all the decisions, pretending to be democratic because they have fake elections to which they cheat and to make sure that one of their elite friends wins the election. And occasionally, there are real elections where good people get elected, but they're never in the majority. So that limits what they can do. And in a democratic system, you know, majority rules with elected officials. And, you know, like I said, you never have enough elected officials, good ones, to override the bribe-taking bad elected officials that don't do anything except for the elites. They have to serve the favors they got to get elected. Hey, this is the name of the show here. It's Connect the Dots, and I'm trying to connect the dots for everyone here. It is a call-in radio show. If you have something to add to the conversation, the number is 888-627-6008. And, you know, we need to be more cooperative, more, you know, putting forth our effort to make a contribution to the solution to the problems. Now, a lot of people talk about, well, you have to get in touch with your higher self, you know, easier said than done. Everybody talks about that. Yeah, go within. Okay. But is there global public information on how to go about that? You know, you can attend lectures to find out little bits here and there, but to actually make it happen requires a lot of effort on the individual. You know, to start meditating every day. How many people can really get themselves in that kind of a schedule? I'd say maybe 1 out of 10, if that. And so it's not an easy thing to do. So there's a simple bit about telling people to go in your heart and find God. Okay, we'll accept that God is in our hearts. But at the same time, this bit about meditating and getting in touch with your higher self, which has to do with the removing all the blockage of your chakras, getting the energy flow to go through maybe 22 chakras down to the Mother Earth and back up to the sky to the your higher self that's up there in the 12th dimension. We don't even have a correct explanation of a dimension, you know? I don't want to brag, but I believe I came up with the best definition. A dimension is a frequency range parameters. Each dimension has its parameters of frequency range, you know, where to be in that dimension, you have to be vibrating between, you know, 1,000 vibrations a second to maybe 100,000 vibrations a second. And the next dimension, you have to vibrate between 100,000, you know, vibrations per second to 1,000,000 vibrations per second. And then you go higher, you have to be vibrating at 1,000,000,000 vibrations per second, and then up to 1,000,000,000,000 vibrations per second. And beyond the point of where we have numbers to describe it, but that's how it works. Basically, we've been informed by those who have an awareness of this, and have some experience in going from dimension to dimension. And you have to remember, because most of us, we had to sign a contract to accept the amnesia. So when we came out of our mother's womb and got mistreated by the doctor, by him slapping us on the ass, and then maybe by the nurses giving us needles or something like that, enough to shake anybody up. Or we know it, we're out breathing the air, and we don't remember where we came from. We don't even know we just came out of our mother, basically. That's how much the amnesia is, and most people go through their whole lives like that. And I'll admit, I did that most of my life too, but then I started hearing about it, like, well, this was all done to me, and I signed a contract to agree to this, to come to Earth at this particular special time. And then we get back to the why would I want to come to Earth at this particular time when I'm forced to sign a contract where I'm going to have everything I did in the past erased out of my mind and no way to recall it unless I connect with my higher self. And of course, there are no free courses in how to connect with yourself. Now you're finding some information about that free on the internet on some of these sites. But should have been taught to children in school. There's a bridge school about who you are. You're a consciousness in the human body, having a human experience, but your true self is up there vibrating much faster. And the most important thing in your life is you need to start to learn how to breathe and connect your chakras to the higher chakras and connect your consciousness to the higher chakras and learn how to move out of your body and learn how to go in your body through breath and make connections and learn about the five aspects of a human body. None of these things are taught to people on earth. So you're taught how to get in the game plan, work, pay owe money to people who control your land, control your food, and that's your whole life. Work, 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 work. And suffer whatever is dealt to you and don't complain about it or get killed. I mean, that's what most people, we're talking 99% of the people in this world, get pushed into, whether they know it or not. And this needs to be talked about publicly, daily. And we all need to start making an attempt to do meditation to reach our higher self. You know, that's what it is to be a human on earth. You know, you had a higher angelic type existence in the 12th dimension, vibrating extremely fast. And you heard about this place called Earth, where you could experience what we know as physical reality that has some good benefits to it. And you volunteered to come here for whatever reason. At this particular point in time, a lot of people had volunteered to be born into this existence with amnesia. A few somehow managed to be born into this existence without having to deal with the amnesia. How they accomplished that, I'm not sure. They should be out here telling us how they accomplished that. And then there's the walk-ins, and they can arrange with people that have been born into this world in an immediate state, and they contact them telepathically. Another thing you should be taught in school, telepathic communication. We all have it, but it's poo-poo, as they say. We're told, no, don't, it's all misbelief in your mind. It doesn't exist. I can tell you it does. I can tell you that amazing things, because I saw experience, and got a lot of experience. You know, conversation, I'll just throw this little tidbit in there. Conversation has a geometric pattern to it that you can see in your mind's eye, that little screen that pops up inside your mind, the geometric patterns that form when people speak. I made a drawing of it, a painting of it once. I have it in my wall in my bedroom to look at it, to remind me what I had the privilege of experiencing one afternoon, you know. But these experiences, when they show up, they don't last forever. And so you need to have a good memory to remind them, or have a talent to be able to draw a picture of it. Right again, I did this painting that expresses what geometric conversation, because other people have done with cymatics, where they put forth the words into like a puddle of water and geometric patterns form in that. But there's another type of pattern that forms a light pattern, which has to do with geometric shapes floating in kind of like red geometric diamonds floating in a black space. Anyhow, that's a part of reality. Of why doesn't everybody know about these things? Why isn't everybody being prevented from seeing these things? Well, we know why, because those who control the world, you know, big time control started with the aliens from other worlds that came here, saw how gullible people were, and they took advantage of us. And they're the ones who played the false gods for hundreds of thousands of years, and they got people to play along by hook or crook, you know, by threatening, you don't do what I say, you don't give me the cattle I want, you don't get food for me, I'll punish you because I'm a wrathful god. These were the Paul Scotts. They were played by, Giant Beans from Other Worlds. They were played by, Paul Scotts were played by the Fallen Angels. And well, that reminds me, I just wanted to make a correlation from, as what the show is about, correlating information here, and special information pertaining to what's going on now. As I'm talking here, there's an ongoing spiritual battle between the light forces and the dark forces, because the dark forces, certain portion of them is still here. Many of them have left, many of them have been removed, but there's still a large enough portion of them on planet Earth to rule all the governments and still battle the light forces. Life forces have won the war already, but there's these little indiscriminate battles that continue, just like with the Civil War. The war had been declared over, but out in the middle of the country, the Confederates and the Union soldiers were still fighting because the message hadn't gotten to them, written that the peace treaty had been signed. So they're still killing each other in little skirmishes, and this went on for a certain amount of time. Back in 1997, the galactic representatives of the good guys who wanted to come to Earth and give us all the goodies and remove the corrupt governments, they listed themselves under three groups: the Galactic Federation, the Confederation of Planets, who now calls themselves the Galactic Confederation, and beings from the angelic realms that sought to take part in this rescue of humanity. Now, the same three are here. But what's interesting to know, when I went to a Galactic Confederation workshop, and asked the person doing the workshop there, like, what does the Confederation have to say about the Galactic Federation? And that's like over 200 videos out there. And the answer was avoided, as if the question didn't want to be answered. Well, it was plainly told to people as one of the three major groups back in 1997. And while I'm still correlating facts here too, a lot of people looked at the Bible for information. Some of it's accurate and the rest is not accurate. A lot of inaccurate information in the Bible. And a lot of bad interpretations that have made their way through the centuries. The old story that we all heard of Noah's Ark, okay? Now, one of the things that make people wonder, Noah was told, put two of all the creatures on the ark and seal it up. Well, we know now there's millions of creatures. So how could Noah put two of each creatures on? Impossible task. But the people, when the books were written about the story of Noah, people were stupid. They didn't realize how many millions and billions of creatures there were on Earth. But let's bring that story of Noah's Ark back to the present day. The Galactic Confederation claims they have billions of ships, giant motherships, 10 miles, 100 miles long, in our solar system waiting to make this happen. They have enough power and manpower and space to take two of each of the creatures so they will be saved. And again, a big flood is projecting after a number of years or months after they come and rescue us. So the story of Noah is more of a prophecy of what's going to happen in recent times now. It's happening now, it's ongoing behind the scenes. Find out about it, become part of it, do your part. Your part, of course, is getting in touch with your higher self, which means you're going to start to have to learn to set aside meditation for every day of your life. Because then once you connect with your higher self, your mental powers will be more powerful and create more loving energy, which will help dissipate the negative frequencies of the dark side. Okay, I'm going to, you can check out what my show is all about on VBS schedule. Connect the dots, 11 p.m. Central Time, Station 1. I'm about to change it and list all the things I'm concentrating on talking about now that relate to what's happening now, because there's nothing more important as to what is happening now, because the battle is ongoing and we're all part of it. We need to step up to the plate and do our parts. Okay, I'm going to end the show with the countdown, followed by my, yeah, I am a songwriter. I've got videos out there, 31 on my channel, Tom Edison, 5621. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song. Are you the pardoning kind? Are you? I am. Followed by my anthem. The first song on my CD, the album called Songs Better Than Dylan, because the 23 songs are better than his songs. And that song is I Gotta Be Somebody's My Anthem. Listen to the words. Could be your anthem. Tell your friends to tune in next week, 11 p.m. Central Time. Well, it won't be next week. It's every 2 weeks now. You know, to move to this time slot, I have to make it every 2 weeks. So I'll see you in 2 weeks. Mark it on your calendar. That should be the 14th of February. Yes, I think that's Valentine's. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that walked on by now stop and look, 'cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, 'cause I caught their eye.